Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You see this on social media all the time. Talk about something bad and you'll get more than one comment about playing the victim card. Now we can't prevent someone from thinking that, especially if they want to. But we can do these two things to head that assumption off at the pass. First up, watch your tone. Be very matter-of-fact in your telling. Colorful word choices and tone of voice that adds drama will trigger the victim card response. Instead, use specific content such as the actual messages of harassment in the panel discussion I referred to. Trust me, that's dramatic enough to get the point that this was bad stuff. Second, show that you are not alone. Attaching research to the scope or the depth is a very effective tactic to counter the message of the isolated incident reasoning from those who don't agree with you. Also, gallows humor works very well. A great example from the panel discussion. An editor recalled how her assistant would shout out, "Better sue! Death threat online too!" That made a great point on the frequency. You know, I think one reason why we get pushback is because folks don't like to talk about unpleasant things. But sometimes it's called for. Use these tactics in your storytelling, and naysayers will be less likely to throw down the victim card. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.